If I'm being honest, like really honest, I struggle with a Christmas story. I understand why it's the heart of the Christian faith. After all, it's a time when we reflect on the arrival of the King. It's a time when we marvel at God's master plan to direct, inspire, and save humanity from things like fear, faithlessness, sin. I do not struggle with the notion of the Christmas story, but more the practicality of it. I mean, if I was an onlooker at Jesus' birth, I would have been so freaked out I'd have probably got a nosebleed. I'd have probably looked at the wise men, glanced briefly at the baby boy wrapped in rags, and then back at the wise men many, many times, before saying, "Gentlemen, if you're telling me this boy is actually God on earth, I think you three may need straitjackets. Now, put the gold, frankincense, and myrrh back in the bag and leave the child alone. He's not the Messiah, he's a very tired boy." And then, the wise men may tell me that this boy was not just God on earth, but that his birth itself had been at the heart of the greatest prophecy ever spoken in human history. And that this little, tiny human was going to live a perfect life in every way before submitting to a 6-hour execution, all because the human race had wrecked their relationship with their creator. The wise men may go on and explain that his perfect life and horrible death would grab the attention of millions and millions of people across the planet. And at the moment someone gives their attention to this God on earth and decides to follow his way, their relationship with their creator would be restored. Now, at this point, I would have probably taken 2 or 3 steps away from the wise men and contemplated getting the mother and child far away from them. Let's be honest, guys. This story is off the charts of weird. But how much more weird is it that this exact baby boy began to claim he was God on earth just 30 years after he was born? And even weirder, all the hype and prophecy about his birth, life and death was 100% accurate. He did go on to direct, inspire and save humanity. He did go on to change the world forever. He did go on to live a perfect life and die a horrible death. He did rise again as prophesied. I struggle with how morbidly perfect the Christmas story is. I struggle with how painfully relevant it is. And as I sit here sipping a lovely glass of sherry, in a world of financial chaos, why is it that the Christmas story makes more sense than anything else?